Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I hate to correct you, Shine, but I think you are wrong. Doing some digging into the new baseball playoff format.
Yep.
Which Curtis is going to be upset that I'm even digging into this at all in his absence on the show. But there is no reseeding. So the number one seed who will play the winner of the 4-5 series.
Oh, so automatically?
Automatically.
So then it's vice versa of what I said. The Red Sox have to be the third wild card team, and then they would have to be the third division winner.
Correct. To avoid playing the Yankees,
correct,
who are a lock to be the number one seed. So this is all we started talking about, how big of a matchup it would be if the Red Sox and the Yankees meet in the playoffs in the ALCS. Probably not going to happen, Razor. So that's probably a second-round matchup. But fine. Still going to be much anticipated.
Still epic.
Still epic. And you've got 16 games in the regular season with the Yankees and the Red Sox, which is amazing that you have that many. It's just bizarre. All right, it is the Greg Hill Show. Greg is off. He is still in town. We are hoping that the trilogy didn't capsize over the weekend and the boating went fine. A lot of food picks. A lot of food picks.
At Encore, too.
Mm-hmm, yep, Encore. Yep. Memoir.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Machine
Memoir.
Gun Kelly?
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly performed mm-hmm. there. So I saw Greg had a nice table. I don't know who paid for it, but...
He said to me last week he's burnt out, so he needed a week off.
Okay.
He was feeling it.
Yeah.
So good. Good time for Greg to get away.
Well,
he's been working
steam.
Hard. He made it on time 3 out of 4 shows last week, four out of five. So it's been grinding on him. So I feel good for Greg that he can get away for a little bit and relax. He doesn't do enough of that, Razor.
You know? 4 day weeks are tough.
Yeah, they really
And it's really a, it's going to be a great family vacation for him.
Yeah,
he's a great
going
dad,
to Italy.
So I'm excited to see his content as he heads out overseas.
Razor is in for Wiggy, who is back tomorrow. Wiggy went to West Virginia with his son to Marshall. Curtis is off on baby watch. Shime and Turpin are in producing. Now, this all leads into Courtney's honeymoon, which you're back after a week off. And you didn't want to go to Italy. There was no debate about like seeing the world or doing something adventurous. You chose the Caribbean.
Well, we went outside the country. We went to St. Bart's. St. Bar, if you want to really, you know, get technical. But it was, honestly, and I'm not just saying this, it was the best week of my life. And
wow.
Santo and I...
Better than the wedding
week. You
have
said that now like three times.
But it just keeps getting better,
Sean.
And
it's not even a year.
It keeps getting better. The wedding was unbelievable, but it was stressful. There's a lot of stress that goes into a wedding, especially when you are the bride and the groom.
Sean, correct me if I'm wrong. She said this about the bachelorette party weekend as well.
Yes.
Correct.
And Ireland...
Ireland.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've said it a few times this year. It's been a great year. And but this was the first time that Santo and I were away, just us two, without friends, without family. And we had so much fun. And I've seen a lot of my friends go on their honeymoons and they say, yeah, we just really relaxed. We went to nice dinners, but we were in bed early. No, 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 not Santo and I. Yes, there were a few nights where we did that, but there were nights where we acted like we were 21 and it was our first time seeing alcohol legally. It was incredible. The party scene in St. Bart's is top notch. You go have a 5-star dinner and by the end of the dinner, you are on the table with your shoes off dancing. It was euphoric.
Did Santo really want to do this? Like,
yes.
Razor, when you're on the honeymoon, didn't you just want to like relax? It was just an exhausting week. You didn't want to go out and party and dance on tables.
Oh, no. Santo was all about it. We made honeymoon friends our last day, unfortunately. we wish that we had met them earlier. But
I was going to say, unfortunately, you met honeymoon friends.
Oh, no. They were
That's
so
my
nice.
Worst nightmare.
They were from D.C.
My absolute worst nightmare
they
meeting people on vacation.
They were from D.C., and so we met up with them our final night at La Petite Plage was the big, like, scene-y
How
place.
Big is this island, by the way? It's just...
I not that big. I mean...
Like you could walk across it, or you have to drive?
No, you have to drive. Yeah,
okay.
And it's very hilly, up and down.
Okay.
But we met up with them that night, and Santo and I had a really nice dinner right before, and we're leaving. He's like, what if when we walk in, I'm going to buy a bottle and have them dress you up. So all these places, if you buy a bottle, they'll bring you into the back and they'll put on crazy costumes
dress
on you.
Dress you up.
Yeah, and you get to come out with the bottle and the sparkler. So you're the bottle girl, basically. So we go, we get it, and we parade into our new friend's table. It was the best night ever. We had so much fun. We did a boat day where it was just he and I out there. They took us out to a cove. We went snorkeling. It was so much fun. The place we stayed was the best service I've ever had in my life. Cheval Blanc.
It was an all-inclusive, like a resort place or no?
Not all-inclusive, but wish it had been. But it was just like everybody just treats you. When we got there, they pick you up in a beautiful car. There's like chilled towels and water waiting for you to take you to the hotel. You show up. I thought I was Hailey Bieber. I'm like, these people think I'm somebody I'm not. It was 10 out of 10. If you are considering a honeymoon, want to go someplace that's not hard to get to either. It was like,
I thought the flight was like traumatic. You were describing it last week. No, it was like the flight in there.
Yeah. Greg really scared me about it, but it was 4 hours to get to St. Martin. Then you get on a puddle jumper and it's wild. It's the craziest flight you'll ever take in your life, but it's a 15-minute flight. You go straight up and the descent is nuts. It's like you drop out of the sky. It's the shortest runway in the world. So you have to have a special piloting license to be able to do it. But it was really, really cool. So if you want to go someplace that's not that far, under 4 hours to get to St. Martin and then a 15-minute puddle jumper, I highly recommend. The food, every restaurant I went to was unbelievable. We drank our way through there. The spicy margaritas were just flowing. I don't need to see another spicy margarita for a few months. But it was just great. And you know what? You really see that you married your best friend because I wasn't bored of him. Aww. And we kept saying our last day when, you know, the depression really sinks in. I was like, our real life is really fun, too. So, yeah, the wedding's over. The honeymoon's over. But our real life is really fun. So
well, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank
that you sounds
very
like
much.
An awesome time.
Thank you. But I didn't listen to any of the show. I know.
Well,
you
yeah.
Know.
So the Critique Friday, you heard some of the clips.
Well, yeah. Razor.
Too
I thought
many
we were friends.
Instagram posts. Too many Instagram posts.
Did you just meet me?
It was more a comment of I don't go on Instagram very often, but I don't know. You must have the search engine going, cranking. You must have a really good
engagement.
Idea of when to be posting, etc. Because literally every time I would just open it up, it was you.
Yeah.
That was the point. So you're cranking.
Well, yeah, you got to know what time of day to post.
Yeah, like you're on it.
And yes, I heard the critique that Santo wasn't in a lot of them. Santo is like a momager of sorts. He's like the Kris Jenner of my Instagram. He's like, no one wants to see me. They want to see you. They want to see you in a bathing suit.
Well,
so let's
true.
Give the people what they want.
50,000 followers, I noticed.
Oh, we're close.
Yeah, getting close.
Got to get to Greg.
Now, first of all, a couple texts. Did you make any new friends for Greg to hook up with? 603 texter. That's
that's my life's goal now is just supplying Greg.
Yeah, exactly. Supplying Greg. That sounds horrible.
Well, I actually got a video, and I know I'm going to get messages to post it. I'm not going to, but I got sent a video yesterday from the dance floor of my wedding. And
with
it
Greg
is
on it.
A
oh, my
clear
God,
shot
have to-
of Greg and my friend.
Oh, boy.
In
wow.
the middle of the dance floor.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that.
Did you hear about this while I was gone? That Greg hooked up with one of my friends?
Gosh,
yeah.
That's fantastic.
And everyone knew about it. So
well, now, not to be outdone, big admission on the show last week from Shime that he walks the mall for enjoyment. So I would like, in comparison, can we get 2 minutes of Shime's weekend walking the mall in comparison to Courtney's honeymoon?
Yeah, so I swung by Saturday. I got myself a nice order of waffle fries as I walked around. Because Chick-fil-A waffle fries cannot be outdone.
Which mall is this?
The Pheasant Lane Mall in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Tough mall.
It's not in the best shape it used to be. It used to be a lot better, but
yes.
it's still pretty decent. Great food court. Excellent food court. And so I also wanted a new pair of golf shoes. So I was like, you know what?
What's the best food item at the food court? What's the go-to at the festival?
I always go Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Normally. I mean.
Number one?
I'm a big fan of the Sakura Japan because you get your bang for your buck. If you want Chinese food, you want good bang for your buck, you get a ton of food there. So regardless, love those two. Anyways. I was walking around, and I kid you not, I stopped in the middle of the mall. I stopped walking and just stood there for 5 minutes while this child yelled at his mother. Was screaming, like bloody murder, just screaming at his mother. I'm not even exactly sure what he was saying at some points. It was something about candy.
Oh.
But he was, it was the most, it was better than any television I could have watched this week. And then he started running circles around her too. It was tremendous. It was my favorite moment of the day.
See, now where would you rather be? Mall walking with Shime or at St. Bart?
Yeah, with I mean, obviously
I mean, that sounds
mall.
Like a good time.
Yeah, that's the hands down. The people watching. I'd rather make friends in the mall
but I saw
than
that.
On a honeymoon, that's for sure.
That's not true. Yes, I saw on Instagram that you guys were all giving Shime grief for going to the mall and enjoying going to the mall. I'm with him. I would so much rather go to the mall than online shop. And you get your steps in. There's
it's a great
like,
way, great way to get steps
yes.
in, and on a hot day like Saturday and Sunday where it was 90 plus,
yep.
air conditioned, like you don't have to worry about
the
that.
The smell of Auntie Anne's just floating throughout. It's unbelievable.
If you really don't want to deal
an
with
Auntie
other
Anne's
people,
in St. Bart's,
no,
probably not.
No, no, there was no like American food anywhere.
Mm. All right,
everyone spoke French, which was cool. You don't need
At Pheasant Lane Mall, you get a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
You get lots of languages.
Yeah, you don't need a visa to go work there, we learned. So everybody's French, basically.
But do they speak English or just French?
Oh, yeah, their English was pretty good. But I was saying to Razor, I'm like, I mean, you played with a lot of guys that spoke different languages. We found ourselves talking back to them like, oh, merci, bonjour. And then I started saying to Santo, do you think that they think we're mocking them? And then they would try to talk to you more in French. I'd be like, oh, no, sorry. That's as far as I go.
Uh-huh. That was their way of making you uncomfortable.
Yeah, probably.
As much as they were
uncomfortable. So I found you had to say, like, merci, thank you. So you said both.
Twitch chat wants to know, Shime, did you see Dale at the mall? Does Dale walk the Pheasant Lane Mall? There's no
I don't
way.
Think so. I actually think he lives a little farther south, so if anything, he would go down to like the Providence Place Mall.
Dale here.
Oh.
Speaking of which, Razor's here the day after the Colorado Avalanche win a cup, and it is a week to name a new Bruins coach. I would like 5 minutes from you, Razor, coming up next on who the new coach is. And really, Courtney, they are taking your advice, I think, if they hire one of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain that coming up. But you have trending, and then Shime's got the weather. Curtis is off. Wiggy is off. Greg is off. It is the Greg Hill Show. Time to find out what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Subaru Summer is finally here. This is your chance to get away in a brand new 2022 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Eamon in the Twitch already coming at me asking for the video. I don't know if I can do it. You can't see her face. I don't know.
Is maybe it like graphic? Is he like...
Oh, no, they're just like...
Is there like groping going on?
There's some grinding.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Greg's kind of getting after it, to be honest. But it's not inappropriate.
Greg is getting after it, to be honest.
Weird song for them to be grinding to. It was My Own Worst Enemy, which, if you don't know the song, not really like one to get low to.
Wow, so you have this video.
I have the video in my possession.
Wow. See, we got to wait till Greg gets back to...
I don't think to sign off on it.
Yeah, well, yeah, or just to get his opinion on whether it should be released or not.
All right. Well, the Red Sox continue to roll, taking the Guardians 8-3 last night. Rich Hill pitched for 6 innings, giving up 5 hits, 1 earned run. He struck out 5, and now they turn their eyes towards the Blue Jays on the road. Connor Siebold with the first pitch tonight at 7:07 on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network.
Good point by a texter, Shime. The Astros could still catch the Yankees. And if they get the 1 seed and the Yankees are the 2, then you might have a path for Yankees-Red Sox ALCS.
Yes, the Astros are only 8 back of the Yankees, so it's still plausible that they could catch them.
Very good.
We'll make sure to join the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 6:07 with Mutt, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your Massachusetts adventure at visitma.com. The Stanley Cup champs are the Colorado Avalanche, taking down the Lightning 2-1 in Game 6 of the series. Nathan MacKinnon scored 1 goal and set up another to get the W, Colorado's first Stanley Cup in 21 years. And the ceremony was without Commissioner Gary Bettman, who missed the game due to COVID. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly was the guy during the ceremony. And reminder that the disciplinary hearing with the league for Deshaun Watson begins tomorrow. So we'll have you covered all week with
that. How long is that going to go, by the way? Is that a whole week thing?
So it's one woman who is Sue something. She is going to basically decide, I think, his future.
And he is arguing with the Robert Kraft defense. Like,
yes,
this is part of the standard you set.
Correct.
Lack of discipline. I don't deserve anything.
Yeah.
According to Dan Patrick's source, he said that last week.
But if the league, if you want to believe that the league, the leak when it comes to what the league wanted for suspension when it comes to Deshaun Watson, that the league wanted that leaked the 1 year, the guy's got to be gone for at least half a season, if not a year.
Yeah. It is a fascinating defense.
By the way, Texter is asking, Shine, did you call it Sakura Japan and then say it was Chinese food? Did you actually
I might have done a bad job about it, yeah. Well, it's just like, I don't know. Bad job, Andy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about your Revs? They played to a draw 0-0 with Vancouver yesterday. They extended their unbeaten streak to 9 games. Shime, you're a big soccer guy.
Yeah. Would you like a fun Revolution fact?
I would love one.
Well, this is from my guy, Jeff Lemieux, who writes for the Revs.
Great guy.
This absurd stat stays alive. The Revs are now unbeaten on 12 straight trips to the Pacific time zone. Over the last, 2 years, they've made 12 trips to the Pacific time zone, haven't lost once.
Wow.
Good teams out there as well. Seattle, Portland, tough places to play.
Exactly. Yeah.
And a big question when it comes to the Celtics is what now? Do they break up the Jays, Marcus Smart? What do you do with this team moving forward?
That is not a big question. Who is asking that question?
A lot of people. But something that is very interesting that we should be talking about maybe after the news is Jaylen Brown liking a certain tweet. It sparked Twitter ablaze.
Oh, really?
The tweet says, Jaylen Brown is so disrespected by Celtics fans. Jaylen is a very smart guy. He knows how social media works. He went and hit that old like button knowing that everyone can see that. So
That's Kanye.
That's kind of true, though. That's kind of true.
Ooh, you're so
Kanye,
right.
You hire Kanye, he wants out, he's going to L.A., he's going to New York.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
I don't want Jaylen gone.
No,
I love Jaylen, and I think that he was
Play better than Tatum. In the
I agree.
Setting himself up for it.
All right. Well, that's what's trending here, Shime, with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 72 degrees in Boston. It's cloudy and muggy out there, but as Razor pointed out earlier, make sure to bring your umbrella, your galoshes, your ponchos, wherever you're going today. You're going to get a lot of rain later this afternoon. All that mugginess just going to turn into water everywhere, so get ready. And that weather report is brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber. What's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech? At CCL Homescapes in Abington, you'll see a huge selection of TimberTech products. TimberTech decks are a low-maintenance alternative to wood. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck, cclco.com.
And I thought it was a pretty good trending, Courtney, but Texters wanted a Cale Makar reference. A lot of Springfield listeners who watched Cale play at UMass for 2 years.
The listeners must not have been listening at 6, and I always forget that.
But Conn Smythe, playoff MVP, that is impressive. Because and it wasn't even a doubter, right, Razor? It was, I thought maybe, McKinnon or...
Yeah, no, somebody. it was the first time it's been unanimous.
Wow.
Voted. All 18 guys, all 18
He was a heavy favorite from the gambling perspective to win the Conn Smythe now for multiple games.
Yeah. Incredible season.
Great season. And
he's from ZooMass. So there you go.
He's going to inspire McAvoy. He's going to inspire McAvoy to rival what he's done now. You getting a little Hockey East push?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
All right, coming up, I want Razor's take on the new Bruins coach, because that should be coming down soon now that the season's over, officially, I would think. Is it going to be David Quinn? We will ask Razor next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Monday edition of the Greg Hill Show. We got the Laird Man today. Wiggy back tomorrow. Razor is in today. Great day to have Razor. Great day to have Razor. Day after a cup is handed out to the Colorado Avalanche. And Cale Makar is your Conn Smythe winner. Courtney is back from her honeymoon. If you missed that, check it out on the podcast page. Yeah. Full recap, top of seven. Plus Shime's recap of his mall walking this weekend.
That should be a weekly
mall walk check-in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it will be. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'd love to. Anytime I go to the mall, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah. Like just a few minutes.
Is it always the Pheasant Lane Mall?
Generally, because that's the closest one to my house.
Burlington's
but
not far, though.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll be at Burlington, actually. I'll go to Burlington Tuesday.
I'll be at Burlington Tuesday.
Recap on Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, I have a place I need to go in Burlington Tuesday, so I will also be stopping at the Burlington Mall.
You should do a live stream. And we've had people suggest we should do a live stream from Curtis's house of Curtis just walking around on baby watch, baby weight.
With Pudge.
He must be pacing so hard right now. Are we going to get a call-in from him at all?
I would like it, yes. We should do that.
You think he's listening right now?
Of course he is, yes. He can't sleep right now.
I'm going to text him.
And I don't want to make fun of his anxiety because it's a serious issue. It's a legitimate issue. I'm not belittling it. But he has high anxiety, and now he's waiting for the birth date, so he's not in good shape. He's watching Red Sox games, like, start to finish. He's been texting me, like, mad over the weekend. All right, but I want to get Razor's thoughts on some Bruins issues while he's here, including the hiring of a new coach. Right now in the city of Boston, here in New England, three pretty good coaches. I guess four if you want to throw the Revs in with Bruce Arena. But Ime, Bill, Alex Cora, you were in pretty good hands here. And we thought Cassidy, I did, thought he was a pretty good coach. I mean, the win-loss record was good. Obviously, in the playoffs, not where they wanted to get. He gets hired after, what, 5 days by Vegas or something like that, Razor? He gets snatched up immediately. So this week, are you hearing what everybody else seems to be reporting, that it's David Quinn and then maybe Jay Leach and anybody else in the mix that you're hearing? Was Jim Montgomery's name was thrown out there or something like that?
I like the idea of Jim Montgomery. I'm not sure if he interviewed Cronin, came in and interviewed by the looks of things. They're keeping it pretty tight over at Warrior, the announcement and the leaks. And as usual, the Bruins do a pretty good job, as we saw even with Patrice's. He still hasn't signed, but it was pretty quiet what was going on there. And I haven't heard anything. I was with some of the older guys last week, and nothing was really happening. We were golfing, but nothing was said. Nothing was talked about. I think Quinn and Leach both make sense in their own ways. They both have the connections to Boston in their own ways. And
I didn't realize Quinn was as old as he is. He's 55.
Yes.
He's only been... Well, he only coached the Rangers for a couple of years, so
yeah, he was at BU a long time. But he also coached in the AHL, and I think that's the one that you look at. That's for me personally. There was talk of some of the college guys. You need a pro guy. You need and both of these guys, Jay Leach and Quinny, they're both pro guys at this point. They coached in the minors. They know how you see the coaches last night. Bednar is I think he's the first coach who won in the East Coast, the AHL, and the NHL. These guys have to coach down there. I think they come up and they're better for it. Cassidy did the same in Providence.
People loved Cassidy in Providence.
Yes.
Loved.
Yeah. Most of the players did too.
It's
the same thing. It's just what he is, you know, he expects a lot out of the guys.
Yeah, I guess I'm not talking players because I hear more from people that work for the team.
Yes.
That worked in Providence were like, this guy is incredible. And I always thought he was great. Yeah. But it must be hard for you when you see these guys socially and you want Scoop, right? Because that's your job.
Yeah, text Patrice, will you? Please, let's get the verification.
Let's get him on the show.
He's on vacation, so what? Bother him. Wake him up.
Yeah, he's in St. Barth.
Meanwhile, Greg Wrench, text Edelman for us.
Yeah, that's right.
But Courtney, you one good point you made all year about Cassidy. No, one of many. But this was a repeated one, which always hit home. You never heard Bruins players praising Cassidy this year. Nobody was going to go out on a limb to defend him or talk about him or praise him. And Fluto Shinzawa, who writes for The Athletic, talked about what Sweeney wants in the new coach. A positive, engaging, uplifting guy, which is obviously a direct shot at what we saw or what some players felt Cassidy was bringing. That's a little dangerous, though. Yeah. Right? Do you want that? Do you want, like, a happy guy?
Well, unfortunately or fortunately, it's happiness? Just the way it's pro sports. That's how you have to be now. You have to spend, as a head coach, more time with these athletes. We just talked about Jaylen Brown really quickly liking a tweet and having to deal with that. That's the way this new generation of athletes are. And you talk to any coach in the NHL, they talk about how much time they actually have to put into managing players. And you have to talk to them, and you can't single them out in front of everybody. You have to have these one-on-one meetings all of the time, no matter the age or the tenure of these players. And that's what goes into that positive, communicative type coach that the Bruins need at this point. And it just, you have a voice for 6 years. It switches up. You need something new, and you need someone that's going to encourage all of these new players, young
players. Don't you think, because once Cassidy went to Vegas and everybody mm-hmm. was like, oh, well, don't we look stupid? Because he's obviously a great coach. Nobody was saying he was a bad coach. He just wasn't working for this dressing room, which can be the case. I think you've played on different teams. Haven't you been on one team where they need a more of a positive guy, and then you're on another team and they need more of a hard ass?
That's exactly what happens. It goes back and forth. In every organization, probably across all sports, you get the hard-o in, and he wears his tenure. He wears his welcome out 3 years in, and then you go back to the soft guy.
Well, what was Claude?
Country
was,
club guy.
Was Claude a hard nut, or was he well liked by everybody?
No, he was a hard guy, but he was, again, if you remember when Bruce Cassidy came in, he was the guy who was in Providence, who had the had the guys, the Grizzlicks, and everybody down in the minors, and he came up and let them play and let them play offense and let them skate. And that's what happened 6 years ago after Claude Julien. We're kind of talking about the same thing now, where they want to bring an offensive guy in who's going to let them demand so much of the players defensively. So it goes full circle with all of these coaches. And yes, exactly. You have the hard coach, and then you bring in the guy who's a little easier on the guys, a little more of a player's coach, mm-hmm. quote unquote.
Well, like the Rangers fired Quinn, and now they had Gerard Gallant in there, who's Nails guy, right? I don't know. There's a happy medium, right? So, like Babcock, you played for Babcock, and
I didn't have Babcock. Oh, you didn't. Thank God, because he's.
But that's
the
extreme, right? He was like, but you can be somewhere in the middle, right? You don't have to be
buddies
with the players.
No, there's no question. There's still guy, and I think Cassie falls into that. I think a guy like Barry Trotz falls into that, and I think whoever they hire will be able to fall in it. Don't forget, again, you have a guy like Bergeron and Marchand, who are probably more old school than any of the coaches that are going to get hired here, that are going to be able to. The accountability isn't an issue for the Boston Bruins,
right?
No matter who the coach is. It's someone who's communicating and getting guys in the right spot and in the right frame of mind to play.
And that's what I always felt like, because you have veteran leadership like those guys. So most of the players, at least the younger ones, are listening more to them than they are Cassidy any day of the week. So you don't need Cassidy to be calling them out when they're more worried about what Brad and Patrice are going to say if they've had a bad game.
Correct.
So that's the difference. I think that's why Cassidy will be good for a young team.
The culture's set here. The culture's set here in the Bruins. So they have to, whether it's the guys they bring in, they know exactly what they're trying to do and who the kind of people they want in the room. So to that point, you look at a Vegas who fell apart last year, blew up. You need a guy to set new culture. Mm-hmm. And that's what Bruce Cassidy does here. I don't think you necessarily need that. You need a guy who is going to encourage and get guys going and get the best out of all of them.
But the whole bizarre part of it now is Bergeron's back, which is unbelievable for the team. That makes that's everything. So they're going to go for it. They're going to be a contender this year. Scheim, I know you don't believe it, but with Bergeron back,
they
have a good roster.
My assumption was that Sweeney had to have told Bergeron, we're going to be making some sort of moves in the offseason. And because I don't think Bergeron just comes back to be there, right? Like, he's coming back to win. It's not just I just want to play. I'm just going to come back and
well, maybe
be on
they
the
feel
team.
The new coach is it. Like, Bergeron will come back with a new coach. Maybe he didn't get Cassidy fired, but it doesn't sound like he defended him. And he thinks this new guy will let the Jake DeBrusks, the Grizzlicks, the McAvoys enjoy their life a little bit, and it's a different team based on that.
Yeah,
is that enough?
It should be a bump. It's not enough. We talked about Colorado and Tampa and what these teams look like at the highest level. You need to make additions over the summer. I think now with Patrice on board, we'll see. I'm sure he's he's not taking all of the salary cap, and they can find a way to make some moves. But it starts with the coach, and it needs to happen here. It's going to happen here in the next week because we have development camp in 2 weeks. You have the draft. Not that the coach does anything to do with the draft, but you have all these big dates coming up. You need to get a guy settled. I would imagine we hear a decision here in the next couple of days.
And then you had somebody tell Fluto that Pasternak's not going to sign here if Sweeney's still the GM. So it's more about Sweeney for him because he disrespected Krejci and Krug. Yeah, so listen, that is a weird thing.
Guys don't make life decisions based off of a GM or like if they like living here, if he likes playing here, if he wants to, you know, if they offer him the most amount of money and you get a 10-year deal, you don't decide on these decisions based off of who the personnel is. It just doesn't happen. I think that's.
But they might trade him, right? I mean, there's a chance if Pasta doesn't want to play here.
Well, if he doesn't want to play here, then you have to trade him, of course. But that's like such a pie in the sky. What if like
has David give anybody
an idea that he doesn't want to be here and doesn't want to play here? Like we haven't heard anything from him but happiness in the last 10 years,
yeah,
or however
not from
long
him directly.
He's been here.
Although he's been posting those memes with Krejci, right?
Well, he just wants David to come. I think they've been having fun with that. There's no question that they understand the interest when they do that, and they've had 3 or 4 beers after their world championship game, and they're hanging out, and they do the post, and Krejci's more than happy to put his tongue in cheek and go along with it. So yeah. I don't think it's listen. You don't know, but very rarely do guys that have been this long, like David, at the team that they've been on, had the success that they've had, want to go somewhere else. That usually doesn't happen in the NHL.
All right. I guess, I mean,
unlike Jaylen Brown, who's going to leave.
Yeah, well, don't say that. God. So we have to reexamine that Jaylen Brown, I guess. God, we read into everything. We have to read into Edelman's appearance on I Am Athlete podcast. Jaylen Brown likes a tweet. Pasternak tells a buddy. Or his friend tells Fluto he doesn't want to play
well,
with the GM
but that's
anymore.
See, that's the difference, though. Like, we just went 3 separations with David. Jaylen Brown's doing it right in front of
yeah,
everybody.
Well,
that's the difference.
He liked the tweet.
The friend of the friend of the friend. Come on, like,
yeah,
let's go.
All right, we are overdue to get to the news. Let's do that right now. Courtney is back in her big chair. Greg did the news in her absence, right, the entire week? Yeah. How did you rate Greg's news delivering skills, Shane?
Solid. It was swift is the word I would use, which is not swift. Normally a word associated with Greg Hill.
All right, let's see how Courtney does.
It's time for the news.
You get your sopranos checked.
With your host.
Flex Plass.
Courtney Cox.
Now, I just don't believe I'd want any finger-looking good chicken that she touched. Just saying.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Regenerative treatments.
On WEEI.
The news is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, rallies continued over the weekend in the wake of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. The rally in Boston outside the State House brought out Elizabeth Warren, who had this to say about Massachusetts not being immune to this decision.
And they will not rest until they ban abortion across this nation. This is the fight we are in. We are aimed like a laser beam on the election in November. Make no mistake, Roe is on the ballot.
It is going to be a volatile summer across America, right? Protests are just, this is not going away anytime soon. This is 50 years of something flipping.
Right. And can I just say one thing? I'm sure you guys covered it while I was gone. A bit. I don't know. Shime.
The Roe versus Wade decision?
Yeah.
I think they did a little bit.
Briefly.
So let me make this loud and clear. Because on Instagram, this comes out. I'm sitting there. I'm reading. And then you find yourself on this rabbit hole of reading every article that's put in front of you. Everybody's different opinion. Social media. It's everywhere. So I post something.
Uh-oh.
And I am inundated with, I'll pray for your soul, this, that, and the other thing. So, dear John, father of 3, Christian from Drakett, I don't need you to pray for my soul. I don't need you to follow me. I don't need anything. Until you are birthing a child, until your financial, educational, your career, everything, not to mention your health and well-being, is put on hold or flipped upside down because you are carrying a child, I don't need you to have any say or to tell me how I should feel about my body and my reproductive rights. It is infuriating, and I'm trying so hard not to fly off the handlebars, and I'm sure tons of people are going to be mad about this. I don't care. I am a female. I have every right to feel this way. And yeah, you're a Christian. You go by the Bible. I'm Catholic. I read the Bible. I went to Catholic school my whole life. It's just so infuriating.
Well, it's a very difficult decision topic to discuss. I mean, most things are polarizing these days, Razor, but there's no like in between. You're either pro-life or you're, you know, pro-women's rights, whatever it is you want to call. So now it's like you can't have a discussion. It's just everybody's.
But you can have a discussion, but to just say that you're murdering babies and going down that rabbit hole is so uneducated. It's such an uneducated take, in my opinion, because it goes so much further than that. And so that's how I feel about it. And
also, I also don't understand the religious protest against it, because I'm pretty sure in like the Gospel of John, it says that the soul does not enter the body until the baby takes its first breath.
Wow,
so dipping into the Gospel of John.
I went to Catholic school for years, yeah. Read that book a couple times. So I mean, I may be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Well, you don't celebrate your conceived date; you celebrate your birthday.
That'll be on the Six Rings podcast today when Shine records yep. with Fitzy and.
No, actually, the BetQL podcast.
BetQL podcast with Mutt. He'll be diving deeper into John.
Yeah.
3:16.
But you're right. It is. And I'm not the type either that is not open to having discussions with people. Mm-hmm. I just find that when people jump to that side of things of saying, like, I can't follow you anymore and so on and so forth, and especially when it's without even having any type of talk.
People are
just
hot as the summer begins. You know, they talked more about last week, the tea. Curtis was taking shots at the tea every day. And they finally did something. They've reinstated service, right? Green Line's back.
Yeah,
Orange Line's back.
And Green Line subway services resumed last night. Was lost.
There we go.
Last night.
That's good. Fine. Good. In time for Monday.
In time for Monday. The weekend is a disaster.
Weekend was a mess, yeah.
Yeah.
Most people left town, though.
Add in the traffic for the weekend before 4th of July.
Curtis hasn't taken the tea in his life. He has no right to rip anything associated with the tea.
Okay. The columns were in such disrepair that the tunnels were dangerous for trains to pass through.
And but now they're
fixed
fine.
In
yeah,
a day and a half.
Yeah, like,
should we feel good about
the garage
this?
Seemed safe.
What about the columns in all the rest of the tunnel?
Right.
Should we be worried about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can hear from one unnamed T rider's reaction.
You know, around here, everyone knows the T's got their problems, but lately it's been something completely different. I mean, it's crazy. It's out of control. I see people there. They don't have a seat. They're laying down. They're standing up. Some people, they can't get on. They can't get to work on time. It's crazy.
It's all good. We're getting it. It's back together. People criticize the Odyssey app. The Odyssey app is perfect. Just a couple times. Yeah. Here and there, you have something. You
perfect?
Know,
is that really the word you want to
reset
go with?
The app. You should be listening on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Everywhere you go.
And the ads
fantastic.
Are good, even though you listen to it 10 million times.
All right, Morton, we're going to put a pin in that. A little more news coming up, including an unbelievable police. Was it the police who
it
saved
was,
this boat?
Yeah, it was a patrol, a
was
harbor
Greg
master.
On the boat?
No, it wasn't the trilogy.
Okay. All right, more news with Courtney coming up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning. Good morning.
We continue with the news here on the Greg Hill Show. Greg out, Curtis out, Wiggy out, although I think we may get a Curtis check-in here momentarily. Mm-hmm. Curtis update, we need those daily while he's on baby watch. Razor is in. Razor is in, and Maria wants to talk to you here in a second. We'll get to her call in a moment, but we have more news, including this is Ipswich, right? Is this near Cranes Beach somewhere?
Yeah, a great story out of Ipswich. Assistant Harbor Master Patrol Officer Matthew Bodwell was on patrol Saturday. He rescued a pregnant woman, another woman, two men, and a 14-month-old girl after their boat capsized during rough seas.
He's Superman.
I mean, if you do the two men alone yourself. I don't know if you guys ever were trying to be certified as a lifeguard. I once tried. Very difficult. But at one point, they literally tell another person in your group trying to be certified to go to the bottom of the pool. You have to go in and try to save that person. It was my friend Jill back in the day. I'll never forget it. She was like the most fit girl ever. She had the best body ever. And I go down to get her. I was a weakling. I couldn't bring her to the top. So I just drop her, come up. I'm like, I can't do it. She came up. She's like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be saving me. So
at least
very
you tried.
Too.
We just left those poor people floundering on the beach. That one incident.
Yeah, that is true. But we can hear from the hero himself after he saved these people.
The first woman I pulled out was actually pregnant, so we got her on board. Once I got her on board safely, we maneuvered the baby from one person to me, and then I gave her to the woman that was already on the boat, and then I proceeded to get everybody else out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And from a really good story to a really scary story, a terrifying scene outside of Cell Station, a man was attacked and sent to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries Friday night. A video is circulating on the internet of the attack. It looked like a group jumped out at the 20-year-old male. Here's Dina Warshell, who is a friend of the victim's family.
Call out to Michelle Wu, Charlie Baker, the DA, the prosecutors. They need to prosecute these kids to the fullest extent. I mean, this is unforgivable behavior.
Man. Yeah. People are hot around American Island. We even had a baseball fight yesterday, Razor, that actually had some punches thrown.
At Fenway?
No, Angels and Mariners?
Yeah. And the guy was throwing the stuff on the field.
That was ridiculous. You know what was also ridiculous? End of the Cup game last night, Cup Final Game 6 last night. Did you see Kucherov on the bench? 20 seconds left. He comes over to the bench. I guess he's looking for a new stick. The equipment guy doesn't give him the stick. He takes his gloves off and throws it at the guy. You have to check out this video. It is amazing.
He's hot. He gets hot. There's no question. Cooch has got
emotional issues. So happy Tampa lost. Sorry to interrupt, Courtney.
No, it's okay. This was crazy. Over the weekend, a wild, I guess, ending, you can call it, to the Gabby Petito, Brian Laundry case. If you forget, Brian Laundry, Gabby Petito were together going cross country on a road trip of sorts. They were documenting it on YouTube, her YouTube channel. She goes missing. She was murdered. Then Brian Laundry goes missing. They think that his family helped him try to get away. Then they found his remains, I want to say like a month later, after he went missing. They also found a notebook when they found his remains, and that notebook has now been released by the lawyers. And inside the notebook, he admits to killing Gabby. This is what he writes. He says, "I don't know the extent of Gabby's injuries, only that she was in extreme pain. I ended her life. I thought it was merciful that it is what she wanted. But I see now all the mistakes I made. I panicked. I was in shock. But from the moment I decided took her pain away, I knew I couldn't go on without her." So he's basically saying that she got injured during this road trip, and she was so injured that they couldn't go get help. He had to kill her.
Jeez. And yeah. They didn't release this for, what, like a month? More than?
Yeah, I mean, it's been at least a month, probably two, since they found this notebook. But I'm sure, you know, they're going through everything. But I guess that's the end of that story. Very sad story. And you know what? We'll never know.
It's gross.
What really happened. And in New York, a supermarket employee was promptly escorted out by security and arrested, now facing charges of second-degree assault after he slapped Rudy Giuliani. Surveillance footage captured by in-store cameras appear to show the so-called attack. It's a little bit more like a tap on the back. I wouldn't really say attack, but, you know. Giuliani.
Rudy can't handle a tap right now.
Oh.
No, he's 78.
He's not in good shape.
Oh, my God. Well, he's 78. What is going on?
He went on to a New York radio station. He describes how he was fortunate to have not been seriously injured or even killed. And we can hear from somebody who was sitting right next to him, Rita Rugov, who was at the supermarket standing next to Rudy Giuliani.
I was doing my normal, usual grocery shopping here in ShopRite. And when I happened to see the former Mayor Giuliani in there, I went up to him, said hello. He was more than cheerful to say hello to me. And I wanted to take a photo with him. When I was ready to take this photo, a gentleman that works here hit him open-handedly in the back, closer to his neck, and said to him, "Hey, you f***ing scumbag." Obviously, isn't happy with Giuliani. Decided to assault him. So the gentleman was arrested, and...
How quickly did this happen? What time was this?
It's 6 o'clock-ish now. What time is this?
I don't really recall. I would say in the time frame between 2 and 3 o'clock.
Now I'm watching. Do they have a closed circuit video of it here now? It is a tap on the back.
Right.
It's not an assault.
Yeah.
Didn't Giuliani say something along the lines of, "Oh, I thought I got shot"?
Oh.
Yeah, and he also said, "Luckily, I'm a 78-year-old who's in pretty good shape."
I didn't realize he played point guard for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, exactly.
It is on the Twitch feed right now if you're watching on Twitch. But you see him come up. It's literally a... and she jumps in. Look at...
Rubs
she's
it.
Like,
gives
oh,
a
little
rub.
No.
A little rub down.
Wow. Yeah. A little handsy.
Well, you shouldn't be touching
thank
Rudy.
Thank goodness he's okay.
Not condoning that.
That's like a but tap still, on the back.
That is a tap. Now we have Curtis on the line. Do you have more news?
No, that is it. Let's get to Curtis.
We need a baby update. Baby watch continues. Chris Curtis not here today. First day of paternity leave. Hi, Curtis.
Hey, great. Ken, how are you this morning?
We're good. We miss you. What's the update?
So no update, sadly. We are still waiting. We had a huge weekend, Courtney. So I have mocked Lincoln, I think, since I moved here. And we went back-to-back brunches this weekend. Oh. It was the best food I've ever had at brunch. I have to give it to you. It's actually pretty good.
Fruity Pebble pancakes, maybe?
No, I had a little chicken sandwich. It was lovely, just at some avocado. I mean, you can't beat it. It was lovely outside Saturday, inside Sunday. Crazy weekend. We also had a big dinner at Davio's with my parents last night. So a lot of going out to eat, but... Jess has to arrive at work today. Students are optional. Newton continued because they had a flood day earlier this year. So she has to arrive at work, and then she has completed the entire year, which gives us a full maternity leave next fall, which is huge. So she's a trooper. And after that, we're going to begin spicy foods and all initiating behavior today at noon so the baby can get here as soon as possible.
Did you get one of those big workout balls to have her bounce on?
We have so much crap, Courtney. It's like every day. Do you remember when Portnoy did that unboxing thing?
Yeah.
Like our living room is just boxes of stuff from friends, family, because we are the last of our friend group to have a child. So every single person has all this stuff that they actually just want to get out of their house. So they send it to us. So it's very nice, but I've gone through about half of it. My job today is the baby seat in the car seat in my car. That's what I have to do. That's been my my edict. But she's been amazing. It's unbelievable. It's been hot as balls, but she's been walking around. She's got a 9-pound baby in her belly, and she's doing great.
Now, Twitch chat reacting, why is Curtis off yet your wife is still working? That's a good question.
Well, I'm here. You know, she can't really walk Pudge. So, you know, I'm kind of here for that. And my company that you are a boss of has been so nice with this wonderful paternity package. Why shouldn't I do it? I mean, Greg's been gallivanting in Rome since noon. I mean, why do I care about missing this morning?
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. Did you hear Courtney's honeymoon tales?
I did. I have to say that catamaran looked unbelievable. Absolutely amazing. I'd never been to St. Barts. I was talking to my parents about it last night. They had never been to St. Barts. They said St. Barts was too exclusive for them, so it sounded very she-she.
It was pretty she-she, but, you know, hopefully you only have one honeymoon, so you got to do it right. And I think that Mr.
Sure
and Mrs. Curtis would
was
like
very
it.
Positive to Courtney's discussion. I'm sure people were very accepting of a five-minute talk about a honeymoon.
Oh, yeah, people, well, I mean, you know.
And capped off by Shime's mall-walking stories.
I have to say, I got back in with Fudge, and I heard the woman, the child yelling at the mother in the middle of the Pheasant Lane Mall, and Ken, you have never been more right. We need a GoPro on Shime's head walking around the mall. It would be bigger than, you know, anything we've ever done.
All right, Curtis, we'll try to relax.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.